Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. She visited with me down here at the station this week and cut a few new things, as you can tell there. Her voice is really maturing quite well, and enjoying having her back here in this country for a while. You can see some of her trips, just like all of our trips and everything, on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And she agreed to come on and be with me sometime soon. She wanted to get her notes in order to talk to us about what she was involved in Costa Rica with the work with the turtles, tagging the sea turtles and all that. Give us a little bit different point of view on all that. If you want to be on the air with me and talk about anything at all today, green living or natural organic gardening or anything else, give us a call at the same number we always use, 1-866-444-3478. Really has been great gardening weather. We've got some pictures, new shots of the experimental garden at the office on the website and the blogs. You can check that out. We're going to be adding more and more as we go. The cool season things are just looking beautiful. The more I use this this incredibly simple program that we recommend of compost, rock materials, and sugar, it just, the better it gets. The plants are just really pretty. The color is great. The production's good, and it's just easy to do, a whole lot easier than using the toxic pesticides and the high nitrogen salt-based fertilizers, which we're, of course, very, very much opposed to. In the previous hour, which not all of the stations got, including, unfortunately, our local station here in Dallas, Fort Worth area, we visited with two people that I'd recommend you listen to the podcast as soon as they're up, and we do that for all 5 hours of the show, both Saturday and Sunday, every weekend. Had a visit with Judith McGarry the first 30 minutes. Judith, a friend of ours, and she's the executive director of the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. Their website is farmandranchfreedom.org. And you can, as I said, hear our chat as soon as the podcast is up. And we were talking about this food safety bill, which has been in the news, and a lot of you know about it, and probably most of you are confused about it, because I certainly was. It was passed. It was a horrible bill in the beginning, because it was just going to be nothing but a bunch of federal government looking over your shoulder and telling you what to do in farming and ranching, and it didn't exempt small producers. It didn't exempt organic people, and basically said that the FDA had the power to come in, tell you what to do, tell you what to use and how to do it, and make you a bunch of red tape, fees involved, and all kinds of things. Two senators got involved and added an amendment that apparently made it almost acceptable to some of the small producers, and to Judith and her group, because she was involved in working with them. One of them was Senator Tester, the other Kay Hagan. And apparently Tester is an organic producer, and Kay Hagan is just interested in small production, not necessarily organic. But this thing passed with the amendments, which made it a little bit more palatable to that group. And then somebody raised their hand and said, by the way, this is a bill that has financial aspects to it, and it's unconstitutional for that to start in the Senate. It's got to start in the House of Representatives. So I don't know where we are on it right now. I'm pretty much against it, period, to tell you the truth, even with this added stuff. Apparently the lame duck House is in disarray about it right now, so I think it has a chance of being totally thrown in the trash can, and that's probably what should happen. But anyway, you can listen. You can read more about it on their website. We have a connection. If you go to Facebook, we've got some conversation there about it. You may want to weigh in there. That'd be the easiest thing for you to do. And also some other things that we've had a lot of traffic on. We had a lady that was having a big debate with her husband about using methyl bromide to kill all of the life in the soil before planting a bunch of stuff. And I weighed in on that, and a lot of people have been interested in that topic. So go to Facebook and check out all that stuff. It's the easiest way, and it'll point you to more information on other websites and especially on dirtdoctor.com. If you want our newsletter, you can send us an email and get it. It's free and it's weekly. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. Second interview that we had this morning on the first hour was with Ann Louise Gittleman. Ann Louise is a nutritionist, and I was really impressed with her. She's got a real practical approach. She's right on board with a whole lot of things that I talk about, including a specific product that she helps to promote, and we do too because they're sponsors of the show. But I personally take the product. It's the probiotic product from Dr. O'Hara in Japan. And like Kevin and I were talking off the air, it's more expensive than some of the other products out there, no question about that, but it is far superior in what it does. And so if you want more information about that, I'd strongly recommend that you read our discussion in the second part of that first hour. Let's see what else I needed to chat with you about. And we talked about things other than probiotics. We talked about the benefits of other vitamins and what she takes and recommends, and the benefits of natural apple cider vinegar, which we were both big fans of, and that sort of thing. And she's got a lot of good information. We'll be bringing you more of that as time goes on. Let's see what else we need to do before we go to the phones. We've got great weather here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, wherever you are in the country. I know some of you are under snow already. There's some cold weather out there. We have recommendations for people no matter where you are in the country, and you can grow something that's edible no matter where. I just did a newsletter that talks about herbs that can be grown indoors. So wherever you are, you know, coast to coast or border to border, you can do those kinds of things in pots or in the ground if you're in the south and in the warmer places. A lot of the herbs and a lot of the vegetable crops are cool season. For example, outside in our garden in Dallas right now, we have production of walking onions. The regular onions are just getting growing. They have already been planted. We've got cabbage and kale and chard and broccoli. Let's see what else I've got. Cauliflower coming on. We've got carrots that are doing great. We just took the jicama out. We just harvested the jicama. We harvested some peppers, harvested a whole bunch of green tomatoes. Oh, that's the other thing that's real controversial about a column that I wrote. And so we're doing a newsletter about it, and we are chatting about it. So if you want to talk about tomatoes, we can, because here's what came up. I talked about in one of my Dallas Morning News articles that if you have green tomatoes all over your plants and you get a heavy freeze, that you pretty much are going to have to make relish and have fried green tomatoes. And I should have gone to the next step and said, I think I did say it, and I don't know if it was published. Sometimes because of space, things are left out. A green tomato, after the foliage has been killed or right before the foliage is killed and you just harvested all the green tomatoes, which is what I did, and I've got about 20-something pounds of green tomatoes right now, and we'll put all that on the blog as to exactly what I do with those and show you. And I'm doing it a couple of different ways. If the tomatoes have advanced far enough to where the seeds have hardened off enough, this is a rule of thumb that a lot of people use, and it's not hard and fast. It'll vary depending on the varieties that you have used. But if the tomatoes have gotten to a certain point, You can wrap them in paper and put them in a box and keep them in dark somehow. You don't even have to wrap them in some cases, and that's the difference I'm going to do to have a little experiment. They will ripen, and they will have a taste that can be similar to vine-ripened tomatoes. They can be pretty good if you're using an organic program especially and have healthy, biologically active soil. If the green tomato has not matured enough, keeping it in the dark will preserve it, but it's not going to necessarily turn red. That's where the debate came up. A lot of people, gosh, I had a dozen people say that I was wrong, that any green tomato wrapped and put in the dark would redden up. Will that happen? I hope they're right. I don't think they are in every case, but we'll find out. I've always seen that there to be a difference. We'll talk more about that when I come back. Don't go away.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized. And value. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
You've heard me talk about zeolite a lot, and you're going to hear me talk about it a lot more. And there's a specific zeolite I recommend. It's Zeotech from down south of San Antonio, but it's available all around. They have the best cat litter. The critter crystals are for other small pets. Zequine is for the horse stalls. Zeobrite for the swimming pool filter. And for the bed preparation, we use the new Turf Aid. It's zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store. Can't find Zeotech zeolite? Contact us at info@dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With 7 optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Howard Garrett for Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff. This is the company I recommend if you've had some hearing problems or if you've had trouble with hearing aids in the past. That's a fairly common thing. This is a better way to go. Telephone number for Affordable Hearing is 800-521-1592. You'll be able to take one of these high-quality hearing aids home and test for a while after you're getting your test from Affordable Hearing. Try it out for a week or so with no charge or obligations. You'll find locations for Affordable Hearing in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They can meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help. Their helpline is available 7 days a week to answer your questions, and also the number to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. 800-521-1592. They have the best quality equipment and the best prices for that equipment. That's why the name is Affordable Hearing.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Alrighty, Howard, back with you, and we've got an open line or two if you want to jump on here to chat with me, argue about something, give us a tip, talk gardening questions, talk green living. I was in the Green Living store last night. They're really set up for a great holiday gift ideas there, and we were talking about that bed that I have now that they sell, that if you are looking for a bed that is the best and not the most expensive on the market. I mean, I've got experience with the most expensive ones, and I wasn't that pleased as I have been with the one that I'm currently using. It's called Savvy Rest. You'll hear ads about it, and you will you'll hear me talk about it because I am a big, big fan. But, again, that telephone number to be with me here is 866-444-3478. Jerry is first up in Melissa. Hello, Jerry.
Hello. I operate commercially, and so I know you guys try and promote that with us because we can make a pretty big impact.
Sure.
And so I used something that was for insecticide organically, and it worked pretty well. I was impressed. My concern is, of course, you have to compete with everybody else, and typically organic is a little more expensive, but it surely is healthier for the one applying this stuff, and, of course, if you're putting it in the soil, it's better.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time getting rid of, it's like a wild violet, a broadleaf. Even with commercial convention products, it's really difficult to get rid of.
Yep, it
so
is.
I'd like to give this a shot if you have a recommendation.
I do, and I'm glad you're considering it, Jerry, that you're going to be on board. I can tell by what you're saying there. The people I have trouble convincing to get into organics are the people who really aren't interested at all, and you try to talk them into it, and they're going to come up with reasons that it won't work. If you do have an interest in it, you can make it work. And the first thing I have to tell you is, in the organic program, the weed issues are, if you do everything else right, they're not as much pressure there. There's not as much of a problem from them in the first place. Healthy turf and healthy beds and mulched beds, they're mulched properly and all that, take care of a very large percentage of the weeds. But you are exactly right that it is the fatal flaw for a lot of people's, you know, comfort level with the organic program. In your case, there's a pretty easy solution. The broadleaf weeds like wild violets and like the false strawberry, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And the one called Virginia buttonweed and those kind of things. There's a product on the market. It's one of the few. At this point, there's a lot of research going on, and you're going to see new products coming online from this point forward all the time, I hope. I'm pretty sure. But there's currently one on the market that's called Garden Weasel Crabgrass Killer. And it is the only, right now, it is the only selective product on the market. In other words, most of the organic herbicides like the vinegar-based products and the citrus-based products and fatty acid-based products kill everything you spray on them. Uh-huh. So if you tried to spray on a lawn, you'd do more damage to the turf than to
Yeah, you can't do that. Customers don't appreciate that.
That's right. But this stuff is selective, and it will kill crabgrass and clover in addition to these other things. Now, wild violet, like you've already stated, is going to be one of the tougher ones. It tends to work the best on weeds that have a little bit of a fuzzy texture to them, and wild violets are pretty slick. So it's not going to work quite as well, but I'd recommend highly that you give it a shot. It's called Garden Weasel Crabgrass Killer. It's made out of potassium bicarbonate and cinnamon, believe it or not.
Now, surfactant is going to be necessary in this, and also, what about the temperature range in for the catalyst with this stuff?
No, the temperature range, it's going to be more effective if it's warm to hot and if it there's full sun, but it will work to a certain degree. I've used it in cool weather at home on wild strawberries, and it did very well.
Okay,
the way you use it, it'll be on the label. It's a label. Properly labeled product and all that. There's no problem using it commercial. You wet the area that has weeds. You dust the stuff out dry.
Oh.
And it's covered. The heavier you dust it, the more effective it is. It turns yellow at first, and then it just turns those broadleaf weeds black and kills them, and it doesn't hurt the grass very much at all.
Yeah, because this is a shady area. This is typically where this stuff will grow, where there's no competition, and I try and keep up the competition with some fescue because that's the only thing that will really grow there, and that's also part of the problem because there is no competition, and this stuff is just going crazy.
Right. Well, as you mentioned, that everybody needs to hear reinforced probably is that the chemicals don't work very well in this situation either. So a lot of what you need to do is talking to your customers in the beginning, saying that, you know, we're going to allow a few weeds to be there. We'll do some hand work, and you can work with us on it, but we're not going to try to have a total monoculture in every way. There's a lot of potential customers out there for you, Jerry, in that category that won't mind what I call a multi-species turf.
Well, that's what it is. Now, where can I get this?
You can get it from any of the people that sell, that are distributors. They can get it. And if they can't get it, contact Tropical John or me, and we'll line you up.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jerry, thanks for calling, and welcome aboard. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll take a little break. Sherry, don't go away. Talk to you when we get back, and anybody else, you can call in at 866-444-3478. Our website, and it's got a lot of this herbicide information, the safe kinds, on dirtdoctor.com.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard Garrett here, the Dirt Doctor, for Munster Natural Dog Foods and Cat Foods, the only ones I recommend, the only ones my dogs like. These problems are very, very unusual. They have the richest source of omega-3 of any pet food on the market. Natural preservatives all throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extract, things like that. Not just in the fats either, but throughout the entire product, even the raw materials coming in to make the products. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coat you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three rations: red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, the green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Yellow bag, chicken and rice formula, that's the newest one, and it has no wheat or corn. By the way, my dogs like them all. Munster Natural Cat Food has the same basic special ingredients as found in the black bag at the stores that sell quality pet foods.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Eddie Howard back with you. 866-444-3478 is the number. Sherry in Weatherford next up. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I was calling because I have ants in my vegetable garden, and I was wondering the best way to get rid of them.
Well, what kind of ants do you have, Sherry?
Probably like a fire ant kind of thing.
Okay. Have you been organic, or are you just looking into it, or what's your current program that you're using?
For insecticides.
Yeah, just the overall program. Sounds like you're not organic. Would that be a good guess?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, yeah, in other words, you use synthetic fertilizers and you use whatever kind of pesticides you've
heard. No. I try to be natural when I can.
Okay. Well, number one is that I recommend you go 100% organic, and it's not just because, you know, I like the sound of that, and it's easier on you. It works better. And one of the things, one of the great things that comes along for the ride when you go organic is that in almost every case, I've had a few rare exceptions, but almost in every case, when you go organic with your vegetable garden or your landscaping, the fire ants exit stage left. They don't like it at all. And what they don't like is I don't like the revved up increased biological activity in the soil, the beneficial microbes, beneficial fungi and bacteria and protozoa and all those kinds of things. Fire ants are an interesting they're an interesting critter. They like to have things kind of to themselves, and they like this sort of semi-vacuum that's created by using the synthetic products. I haven't had any fire ants at our residential property in Dallas in over 10 years, any at all. A lot of organic gardeners report the same kind of thing. We our office, where we have been now for about 4 or 5 years, I guess, we had a couple of mounds there when we bought the place, and now they're gone. And it comes from just the general organic program, specifically putting out molasses, putting out dry molasses. And since you're just getting into all this, it'd be the first thing I'd recommend that you do. If you have active fire ants right now, I'd ease down to the feed store or garden center. And in Weatherford, you have more stores per capita that sell organic products anywhere in the United States.
Oh, my. Okay, good.
Dillard's, Weatherford Garden Center, Dillard's, I guess I mentioned, anyway, several of the feed stores there. I'm drawing a blank at the name of all of them. If you go to our website and go to our organic businesses,
okay,
and type in Weatherford,
okay,
it'll bring them you a list of all the places.
Right.
Get some dry molasses. They'll probably all have it in stock. Put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, just like you're putting out a fertilizer.
Okay.
And it does function as a fertilizer. Actually, it's a good thing to do in the fall anyway if you haven't already done it. And by next spring, you may not even have any trouble with them anymore. If you do, we have a second product that you can make yourself or buy a commercial product, and it's called the Mound Drench. And it's a mixture of orange oil and compost tea that you can make yourself or buy commercially, and molasses, compost tea, and orange oil. Equal amounts of those three things, and then you use about 4 to 6 ounces, depending on whether you're going to drench it or spray it on the plants. If the fire ants are up on the plants, you can mix it at 4 ounces per gallon of water and spray that as an insecticide, and it'll kill fire ants, it'll kill mealybugs, it'll kill leaf hoppers, it'll kill caterpillars that might still be hanging around. Of course, we're about to get into some freezing weather, and a lot of these things are going to go away. But while it's still warm right now, you could do this and really have a jump on having things under control next spring.
Okay, cool. Now, is that regular molasses like you would eat, or is that the dry molasses you were talking about?
Well, the dry molasses is an agricultural crop. They take residue. The product I like the best, they use a residue of soy,
mm-hmm,
little bitty bits of soy that result from manufacturing something else. And they cover those little bits of soy with liquid molasses. So what you end up with is this brown product that smells like regular molasses, and you literally put it out dry. You can't spray it. If you buy liquid molasses, you can get the grocery store molasses, or you can buy horticultural molasses at the feed store or garden center for a lower price. So you can use any kind of sugar, any kind of molasses. Molasses is the best sugar because it's loaded with trace minerals and all kinds of things. For fire ant control, the dry molasses is going to give you the best results.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks and welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Like these new organic people. We got wide open lines. It's an easy time to get in, so jump on board here at 866-444-3478. I wanted to talk for a minute a little bit more about what Jerry brought up, the first caller. Commercial people going organic versus a homeowner going into a natural organic program, and it's an interesting contrast. We have some commercial people that are organic and that we work with, and they're doing great and getting into it more and more all the time and using it as a marketing tool. because so few people in the industry are doing it. Most people in the industry have a much stronger opinion than Jerry of it being too expensive. You noticed he mentioned that that cost problem. That's a non-problem if you know what you're doing. And to know what you're doing, we're glad to help with that. That's what we specialize in, is coming up with organic programs that don't cost any more than a chemical approach. And I had to do that in the beginning because I had to convert commercial projects over to an organic program at the same budget. I didn't have any choice. So the only way we're going to get to do it organic is if it costs the same. Well, lo and behold, we discovered that not only could it be done for the same price, it could be done for less money. And especially a lot less money if you factor in all of the cost, which means plant replacement, how often you need to spray, not just, you know, what each product costs. If you look at that, you can get kind of sideways because some of the organic products appear to cost more than a cheap bag of salt fertilizer, you know, nitrogen-only fertilizer like some of these people on the radio push, worst thing you can possibly put out on your property. But if you look at all of the things that you do, all of the inputs, especially the water, you're going to look at a significant savings because the water savings alone will be 50%, 40 to 50%, 40 at the, you know, worst case scenario, more likely 50 in most cases. It's been proven on golf courses. It's been proven on large commercial projects and agriculture, herb gardens, rose gardens, small landscaping, large landscaping. It's been proven across the board, upside one side and down the other. Still, people are telling us that we don't have any data and any proof, and we got tons and tons of it. A lot of it's on the website, on dirtdoctor.com. But the difference is you can't just change from using this program of chemical products and high salt fertilizers, the synthetic fertilizers like the 4-1-2 ratio, the famous 4-1-2 ratio fertilizer. That's unacceptable in an organic program and just from a common sense standpoint too, quite frankly. But if you just switch from those over to organic products, putting them out at the same time, putting them out at the same frequency, you're going to lose money. It's going to cost too much money. Doesn't work. If you try to put out the same amount of N per acre or N per 1,000 square feet, nitrogen, in other words, if you try to put out the same poundage of nutrients per 1,000 square feet or per acre and compare the synthetic program to organic program doesn't work, costs too much money. But you don't do that. You use a completely different thought process, a lot less inputs to accomplish the same thing, a lot less volume of material. But you got to use the right stuff. You got to use my simple program or somebody else's simple program. Mine is you use compost and rock minerals and sugars. That's the program. Simple as that, those three things. You stop using toxic pesticides. You stop using the high nitrogen salt fertilizers, which are more destructive to the soil and to what you're trying to do and to the environment and to your pocketbook than anything. The salt fertilizers are the real big problem. Pesticides are second. And that surprises a lot of people because they think, well, the pesticides are the dangerous thing. No, fertilizers are much, much worse, because they do so much damage to the soil and the water and the air. They volatilize in the air and on and on. Well, anyway, that's why you should go organic. It works better and it costs the same or less. Next up is Carol in Flint, Texas. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I got a question. I wanted to find out. We planted one of those tree hibiscus this spring, and it was really pretty. Is that doomed to die this winter, or is that something you can...
Unless you have a greenhouse, it is.
Well, what's in the ground?
In the ground, it's going to die.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
Yeah, that's a tropical hibiscus. The ones that are perennial that come up as bushes, multi-stem bushes, and have the great big huge flowers and have dull-colored leaves, those will come back from the ground. Mine are already cut off and mulched over. and everybody should be at this point.
Oh,
but
really? Well, I got one of those, too, and I haven't cut it off yet.
Yeah, go ahead and do it, because it probably looks terrible now anyway.
It does.
Yeah.
It looks really bad.
But the tropical ones with the shiny leaves and the brighter color flowers, they're goners unless you have a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a little greenhouse on the porch, but there's no way I can get
it. And even then, we save one. We got two in now that I'm scratching my head about whether I want to try to keep both of them because they're in the way. It's really better on the tropical ones to buy new fresh plants every year.
Yeah, well, I guess you're probably right because I'm going to have to do that. The other thing I wanted to ask you, I asked you once before about it, is this orange tree that I got.
Uh-huh.
When you cover it for the cold weather, do you leave the top open?
If you use something solid, if you use floating row cover, you can leave it completely covering.
Well, I got
it,
the floating row cover now.
Yeah, you can completely cover it, and if we have real hard freezes, you can put a light bulb under it, and you can create a little temporary greenhouse and keep it longer during the winter.
Does it stay on there, or do I have to take it off?
You can leave it on. The sunlight and the breathing is fine with floating row cover.
Oh,
if you
well,
use
good. I didn't
plastic
know that.
Or something else, you have to take it off,
yeah.
Or leave a hole in the top, or both.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate you. Thanks. Bye.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll take a little break here and come back. Got a bunch of people holding, but if you want to jump on here when you hear somebody hang up, it's 866-444-3478. Take a look at Facebook for some of the latest kind of debates and arguments we've got going on. Fun stuff we're talking about. The newsletter is also talking about things you'll enjoy. I'll be right back.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back. Sue and Scurry is next up. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Howard. Thanks so much for the seed you sent, and I appreciate them very much.
Well, good.
However, I've got a couple of questions that you sent the Mexican buckeye.
Mm-hmm.
Are those edible?
They may be, but I wouldn't do it. There's not enough. I've read a little bit of pro and con about all the buckeyes, and I don't have a comfort level to recommend you eat any buckeyes. I don't recommend people eat acorns either, so...
Right.
Probably best not to. It's just an ornamental plant for the most part. There may be some way to do it, then it'd be just fine. But I think I'd use it as an ornamental.
Okay. What about the ginkgo? And how do you plant those? I mean,
well, the ginkgo is a completely different story. The fruit is edible and highly nutritious, and the Asian. People, Asian market, Asians in general have grown it for centuries and understand it and use it in all kinds of things. But all I do is eat the fruit. Judy and I had a lot of fruit on ours, a lot of production. That's where those seed came from. And you may have gotten some that still showed having the whole fruit and some just the seed.
These are the whole fruit.
Okay, just pull the pulp off of the seed, and they'll still be a little sticky, I have found, but I just put them slightly under the soil, keep the soil in an organic potting soil, keep it moist, and they'll grow and become a tree. The only negative about jujube, and I try to warn people about this every time I talk about it, is that it is an easy to grow plant, and it's almost too easy to grow. It will become a little bit invasive, if not a lot invasive, depending on where you have it. It will sprout from underground, sprouts underground, you know, from the roots, and it will also come up if any seed drop around. It's pretty easy. That's why it's easy to grow. I don't look at that as a big problem. If it pops up, I just chop it off or dig it up and deal with that. But it does spread a little bit.
Okay. On the jujube, do you plant it basically the same way?
Yeah, that's what I just talked about, planting the jujube. On the Mexican buckeye, you just stick it in the ground, just those hard, round seed. And anybody can do it. If you see a Mexican buckeye that has that three potted seed casing, you just take those dark brown seed out of the three pockets and just poke them in the ground just slightly under the soil, and they'll germinate 100%. Very easy plant to grow from seed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When do you anticipate having some more
pomegranates? I ran out of pomegranate seed completely, so sorry about that.
Well, do you think you'll have some maybe next year that you'll be advertising or something?
Oh, probably. Well, I had plenty this year, but I was just a very poor gardener, and I left all my pomegranate on my tree too long, and by the time I harvested it, they just turned mature very fast, and the ones I didn't eat just rotted, and so I didn't end up with any seed left this year. So I'll try to do better next year so I can pass on more seed to everybody.
Okay. All right. Well, I would appreciate that. I'll try to remember and get my name in the pot early.
Okie doke. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. See bye-bye. Ya.
It's Roger in Fort Hood. Hello, Roger.
How you doing, Garrett?
Doing,
Mr. Garrett.
Doing
thanks
good.
For taking my call.
Sure.
First off, and I have a question. I had to leave town for about 45 days due to a death in the family up in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I missed doing what I should be doing to prevent all these weeds that'll show up in the spring. Is there anything that I can do now to try to avert that come springtime?
I've got good news for you, Roger. The pre-emergent situation, pre-emergent treatments in the fall don't work very well anyway.
Uh-huh.
And all of us in the business, especially those that have recommended corn gluten meal in the past, and this really applies for people who are still silly enough to use the toxic chemicals too. In the fall, you just don't get very good pre-emergent results. And the reason is the weather changes too much. It gets hot, it's cool, it's hot, it's cold, it's
right.
Real hot, it's just up and down, up and down. And what results from that is that the seed germinate over a real wide window.
Uh-huh.
And so it makes it very difficult to figure out when to put the pre-emergent out. I know one landscape contractor, maintenance contractor in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that does organics that uses corn gluten meal, but he puts it out three or four times. He puts it out a lot.
Wow.
And that's okay, I guess. I'm a little bit worried about how much nitrogen is being put out, even though it's an organic fertilizer in that situation. But here's the good news.
Okay.
You can control those weeds that are most common thing that I get asked about that are late winter, early spring, which is what you're talking about. Those cool season weeds, if you spray sometime between Christmas and New Year's when they're little bitty and small and starting to grow all over the yard with vinegar-based herbicide, and just spray it all over the entire yard, doesn't hurt your warm season plants at all, will kill those young weeds, and you'll have a clean slate in early spring.
Okay.
All right.
Is that purchased locally or at
you can get vinegar from any store that sells organic products. Get a little orange oil and soap to put in it. The formula is on my website on dirtdoctor.com and in my books.
Okay.
And it works great. It's a perfect way to use the vinegar herbicide. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Those of you holding, hang on. I'll talk to you before I get away. I've enjoyed being with you. Enjoy the great weather while it lasts. And don't forget to feed the birds. Talk to you later.